Well, as we've been talking about the heavy, just really torrential rains yesterday caused problems primarily to the south of Sioux Falls. And joining us this morning is Harold Timmerman, who is the Emergency Management Director for Lincoln County. Harold, know you're incredibly busy this morning, so thank you for taking time. What's the latest? And, you know, we know Canton's been hit hard. Worthing's been hit hard. Bring us up to speed on what's going on.
Most every city in northern Lincoln County has been hit very hard, and all of our rural roads also. We've got homes all over the county with water in the basements, and we're helping them pump that out as best we can. And we have some cases where there's sewer backups that we have to deal with. We're getting more roads open slowly. Highway 18 coming into Canton from the west is now open, but you cannot go east of Canton. A lot of our county roads are either underwater or washed out and blocked off. So if you don't need to travel in Lincoln County, please don't.
What's going to be the first job here for you and crews there today as we try to clean up from this storm?
I'm getting an assessment from each city as we speak as to what their most immediate needs are going to be, and then we're going to address those as soon as possible, as best we can. If we need to bring in outside equipment and help, we're going to do that. But there's only so much you can do at one time. So we're going to work through the day and see how it goes and then make our plan for tomorrow.
11 minutes past 8. Harold Timmerman's on the line with us. He's the Emergency Management Director for Lincoln County. Give us a taste of what was happening last evening in Canton. I know in particular the waters were high there, rescuing people, I understand, from the roofs of their homes.
Not from the roofs of their homes. We did have a contractor working north of Canton on a bridge project, and they were trying to move equipment when the rain started, and the water came up so fast they ended up standing on top of a bulldozer cab.
Wow.
And before we could get to them with a boat, it was up to their chest. So we had about 7 or 8 rescues off of vehicles and from vehicles that went in the ditch. And we got those accomplished by about 2 o'clock in the morning. So we were fortunate that nobody got seriously hurt, and we haven't had any deaths at this point in time. But if people drive carelessly on some of our roads, it's a bad hazard waiting to happen, because some of the shoulders are washed off and some places the water has undercut the road, and you can't see that until the water goes down and we're able to get people out there to inspect that.
Yeah, so we really want to encourage people not to be driving through areas where there's water over the road.
Absolutely not, because it can have undercut that road and you don't know it, and it could fall away while you're on it.
I know you had firefighters involved in sandbagging efforts last night in Canton. What's the situation there this morning?
Well, the water is going down, and we gave up sandbagging because when you get to a certain point, sandbags are futile. And we've got plenty of sandbags here, but we're just in the process now of finding out where we need to pump water and all that sort of thing. So we had in Canton, on the west side of Canton, by the cement plant and by the dental office, we had 3 to 4 feet of water going over Highway 18. So there was no way to get in or out of Canton for quite some time.
You know, I think as a lot of us are kind of watching what's been happening in Lincoln County, wanting to do something, how can people help most?
Well, we're going to start out the day, and if we need to set up a volunteer center, we're going to do that so we can coordinate people wanting to help with people that need help. And we're going to gauge the morning and see how that goes. Like I said, we've had command centers set up in each of our fire stations in Lenox, Harrisburg, and Canton. So we'll continue to do that, and if we get calls, we're responding to them, and if we get overloaded, we may have to call in for some more outside help, but we're going to wait first and see how big the demand is, because the availability of pumps and things to fix all these things is going to take some time.
Well, listen, I know it's been a very long night and for you, and I want to thank you for joining us, bringing us up to speed on what's happening there. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody who's battling the aftermath of this storm, especially in Lincoln County.
Last night we had every available DOT person, every county highway, every firefighter, and EMT working this thing. So we had all the people that we could, you know, get here, working here, so we felt fortunate.
So, I mean, how are you feeling as you're watching all of this unfold?
Well, it's never been this bad here before. No one has ever seen the Sioux River as high as it is, which doesn't affect home flooding here, but it does road access. And it's back feeding into some of our creeks, which makes our problem even a little bit worse. But it's gradually going down in some of those creeks, so we're getting some road access back.
So, again, the biggest thing we can tell people in Lincoln County today is don't travel if you don't have to.
Absolutely not. If you go on the road and have an issue, then we've got to deal with that besides what we're already working with.
Well, listen, the best to you, and I know people are grateful, especially to folks who are out working in situations like this. So thanks so much, Harold. We appreciate it.
You bet. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. Take care. Harold Timmerman, he is the Emergency Management Director for Lincoln County, and you can hear they've absolutely had their hands full there.